iTalkRadio.com.
All right. It's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
YouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Hey, it's Monday night. Time for Monday Night Raw. We're gonna talk about it, and this was interesting. They definitely tried some things on this show. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not sure all of them were good, but they did try things, so gotta applaud them for that, because we're seeing now that the rest of the WrestleMania card is beginning to fill out. We're starting to see the teases for how they're gonna sort of build everything up and build it out for potential matches. That all started tonight. So yeah, I say we get into it. Which, do we just want to talk about the major change first, or do we want to talk about?
Let's talk about everything else first, because that's goes throughout the night. So there are a few things that happen on this show, and I'm going to let her start with the one thing that she's most interested in. So Randy Orton was backstage.
Yes, this is the only thing I cared about on the show, aside from the main event.
So Randy Orton was backstage, and he was talking to Kayla, so I guess Kayla's working Raw this week.
But did she get Taco Bell?
Good question. Check her Twitter. So she's being interviewed, Kayla, and he talked about all the bizarre and increasingly bizarre events that happened since he burned the Fiend alive at TLC. Orton blames, he doesn't know what happened last week, but he blames Alexa Bliss.
It was the plague, Randy.
We see the footage.
It was the plague in your soul.
And Alexa then appears on the screens. And Alexa is just sitting there in the empty Firefly Funhouse with a jack-in-the-box in her hand. And she's trying to open the jack-in-box, and she mumbles, "Bring it back." She stops herself from popping open the toy, and she starts laughing. And then a hooded dark figure appears.
And this is the moment where you go, oh crap, it's about to get really messed up.
It was not Bray, but it was Randy. And the voice that came out of Randy's mouth was a modified Randy voice saying,
"Demon Randy.
He's about to come face to face with everything he's ever done." Randy Orton left. Real Orton started choking.
I told you, it's the poison. It's the plague of his soul. The evil, all his evil deeds are now going to come back and haunt him. And I have a funny feeling that the original sin of Bray Wyatt is going to come up. Please, God. So this was really, really good. I enjoyed this. This was a nice little teaser. Obviously, whenever Alexa pops the jack in the box, that's probably when we will see Bray. This is also a very, very strong, heavy teaser for the Firefly Funhouse match that is rumored to be happening between Randy and Bray. Whether it happens at Fastlane or it happens at Mania, we don't know. But it's a very clear indication that that's what they're going to do between the two. Whatever happens, But yeah, this was well done. This was well executed.
Be interesting to see whether it's at Mania or at Fastlane, because it's trickier at Mania to do the Funhouse unless you close night one with the Funhouse.
Yeah.
Just for the live crowd.
Yeah. And this one I would suspect would probably not be like the one with John Cena. It'll be completely different. Which would make complete sense because it's a different set of sins.
Randy's more corrupted than John Cena ever was.
Well, there's more of a history just between Randy and Bray, but what would be interesting is if they have cameos of some other people that Randy has harmed.
Stephanie McMahon returns!
She could. Hunter, Bob Orton, Taker.
Not Taker.
Taker could come back. Taker could be a part of the Firefly.
He's not coming back.
Why?
Because
Bray has the urn.
Because he has to go a year without it to get it out of his system.
No, he doesn't. He could be completely involved in Mania and not have to wrestle. It'd be great. Be good for him.
He needs to get it out of his system to be, so he's no longer an addict. He needs to go the year. He has to stay away.
No, he doesn't. He won't stay away. If he's able to be there, he'll be there. But anyway, yeah. So it's a question. Yeah, no, Brent, that's not going to happen. So it will be, like I said, it's going to be very curious when they do the whole big reveal for Bray and what he's going to look like. I have a curious feeling he might come back with a shaved head. I don't know. I hope he doesn't shave his beard because he's going to look so weird with a clean shaven face. Please keep the facial hair.
Damian Priest and Bad Bunny were backstage. They were confronted by Elias and Jackson Riker, and Riker kind of wanted to work with Bad Bunny, and Elias like, your people talk to my people, and his people, Damian Priest, said that's a no. Led to Damian Priest and Elias having a match. Damian Priest got the win. A little too long of a match, but it was fine.
My favorite thing about this was Bad Bunny and Damian Priest are standing under a sign that says fan favorites. Backstage. That was a nice little setup, whoever did that. If it was a setup. If it was a crazy random happenstance, well done. Well done by that crew. Yeah, this was fine. I mean, they're continuing the partnership between Bad Bunny and Damian Priest. I like it. I kind of want to see somebody make like an actual push at Bad Bunny.
And when we think we know who it's going to be, but
we think we know who it's going to be, but we'll see if he can recover from his ordeal.
We'll get to that. Nia Jax beat Naomi. The feud continues there.
The feud continues there. Yeah. I'm not sure what Lana was wearing. She looked cute. I'm not sure what she was wearing.
Braun Strowman entered the ring. He was complaining about Adam Pearce and Shane McMahon. He talked about how the Elimination Chamber sucked without him. He spoke about having a tag match and had to figure they were laughing at him. And then Shane and Adam came out, and Shane said they weren't laughing at Strowman. Shane said Strowman's inability to reach his own goals messed him up and left him angry. Shane said he helps a lot of people, including himself, which is why he's taking MBA course. MBA courses. He said one of those courses is conflict management. Shane talked about subject matter being over Braun's head, and then, you know, sort of Strowman was like, I'm basically tired of this. Shane told Strowman that Pierce didn't book this tag match. He did. And that he's going to have to learn to work together with WWE management. So he'll be teaming with Adam Pierce. And they get a Raw tag team title shot.
Right now.
Right now.
Adam Pierce is like, bro, I'm still in my suit.
So Braun dominates, and then Shane's like, tag in Adam. Adam gets inside cradled for allowing Cedric and Shelton to retain the titles. So, good stuff.
Very good stuff. Yeah, they're building the feud between Shane and Braun, which is good. I'm not sure why Shane McMahon feels the need to die for our sins one more time, but he's going to.
He is hell-bent on doing so, yeah.
So, we're all here for it, but we're beginning to build that feud between Shane and Braun.
Charlotte was in the ring. She said the last few weeks have been an emotional roller coaster. She came back from injury and wanted to be Asuka's tag team partner. She didn't want to be in the title picture because Asuka busted her ass, and she just wanted to be her partner. Then she got caught up in the Lacey Evans drama, and then all the stuff with her father who went home last week. But they're 6 weeks away from WrestleMania, and Bianca Belair is challenging Sasha Banks for the SmackDown Women's Championship, and she's happy about that. And now she's wondering who will challenge Asuka, and well, she wants to face Asuka WrestleMania, but she's home injured because of, you know, Shayna knocking the teeth out of Asuka's mouth last week on Raw.
Yeah, and then they showed the tooth getting knocked out.
Yeah, which was a little much.
This led to Nia and Shayna coming out.
Yeah. Flair spoke about Asuka being a fighting champion, said she would challenge her once she returns. probably in a week. But this led to, as Lindsay mentioned, Shayna and Nia coming out. And Baszler's like, Flair calls herself the queen, but she's a fighting uphill battle as an army of one. Baszler said she boasted about how she's the reason a Raw Women's Championship champion has no teeth. And she said she and Jax are dominant champions, and this isn't the road to WrestleMania that Flair is accustomed to. Nia said it's a shame that Charlotte sent her father home because the entire locker room wishes that she would have sent herself home. No one likes you. She then said the power has shifted and it will be Baszler or more likely me challenging for the title when Asuka returns. And Charlotte laughed at that. And Nia called up, said that Punky Brewster won't be asking for more appearances by the time Shayna's done with her. That was a nice synergy plug. Charlotte said the locker room probably doesn't like her. She said she doesn't have to talk about how dominant she is. She doesn't have to call herself the greatest of all time or even the queen. She's just Charlotte Flair. And that's more than enough. This led to fight breaking up between Shayna and Charlotte, and Nia got involved as well, leading to the match. Pretty solid, quick little match that they had, that Charlotte ended up hitting natural selection for the win.
I mean, honestly, if they wanted to do Shayna versus Charlotte at WrestleMania, I would be completely fine with that. I've kind of made my opinion fairly clear on how I feel about Charlotte going into another title match at WrestleMania. But I wouldn't mind seeing Charlotte, a feud between Charlotte and Shayna, even though we got a little teaser of it tonight. I think that could be a really good build and a really good match, especially depending on what happens with the tag team titles with Dakota and Raquel this coming week on NXT. If Shayna and Nia lose them, if Charlotte plays a part in that, how that all works. But yeah, this was a nice little back and forth. I liked that they brought the Asuka stuff up, that she's not around because of her tooth, and it's Shayna's fault. So now we're gonna fight about it, because Charlotte's like, basically, you screwed me out of the title match. F you. So I like this. I thought this was good.
Riddle and the Lucha House Party beat Retribution quickly.
Very quickly.
Then Mustafa Ali beat Riddle in a non-title match. So Mustafa finally backed up his mouth, I guess.
Well, what's weird is last week you had Mustafa get upset because the team lost. And he was mad. And so before Raw tonight, they put it out on Twitter that Mustafa gave the team a pep talk. Things have got to change, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they put out there. You know, things have got to change. So he tried to motivate his group. He tried to motivate his members. You know, we got to get this back in gear. We got to get going kind of thing. We got to change things. And then they lose. But Mustafa wins. So I guess yay 50-50 booking. I don't know. I, at this point, especially what they did later with Retribution, why are they still?
I don't know how much longer they're going to be a thing for, but we'll see.
I mean, they're trying something with them, but at this point in time, they're so just out of the loop on what they were doing with it, because they're supposed to be all anti-establishment, and they're supposed to be F the main roster and F everybody, right? Like, these were the same people that were throwing Molotov cocktails a year ago and destroying things a year ago, right? And now they're not just even, like, cool.
Not even. It's like 6-7 months ago. It was back in July.
Yeah, it's like, you know, basically trying to destroy WWE Raw and destroy WWE. These were the same people, right? But now they're tame and they're cool with, you know, getting it put into tag title matches and losing and just getting beat up and that kind of thing. Like, wait, aren't you guys supposed to be, like, ultra pissed off? I mean, I guess 7 months... You're not as mad anymore? I don't know. Like, I'm just not sure what they're doing with them. They haven't had a direction for so long, and now I think they're trying to give them a direction. And it's just not working, because it's just...
A direction with no credibility is no direction at all.
Yeah, it's just, it's okay, you're doing something with them, I guess? I mean, I would, and this is going to sound really mean, but I would almost wish that they would, like, break the group up, because you could use the group in other places. Or you have Mustafa, like, basically reform the group without the people that he's using right now, and try to make another go at it. Or you have somebody else come in, kind of like what you did for the Nexus with Punk, that remotivates the group or splits the group. And you have Retribution versus core version of the Retribution. I don't know.
I don't know.
But just something to help put life. Excuse me, put life back into it.
So your former WWE champion, Drew McIntyre, opened up Raw. He said it's been a bitch of a month. He said it started with Sheamus stabbing him in the back. He said he didn't understand why, but he suggested fans watch the match because they'll just gonna beat the hell out of each other. It'll be an absolute war. He talked about winning the chamber match and then being attacked by Lashley repeatedly. And then Miz cashed in and won the WWE title. That's right, everybody, the freaking Miz is your WWE champion.
Drew, a lot of us are happy about that. Please don't be rude.
He was very bitter. He looked at the WrestleMania sign. He said he had a clear vision of what's going to happen. He said he would regain his WWE title. And main event WrestleMania, he did not win the title at the Performance Center, defended week in and week out whenever called for. Or took us from the Performance Center to the Thunderdome. He said the winner of the Miz and Lashley match has the biggest target on the back. Miz and John Morrison came out. He got his proper introduction, pyro included. He said told McIntyre that he's handled his business with class and dignity, which a former WWE champion should. McIntyre then said, Miz, you can get in the ring and we can hug it out. And Miz said he knows he's not high on McIntyre's list. Miz said he had to make a deal with Lashley, and now Lashley has a title match. Miz questioned why someone like Lashley should get the first shot rather than someone more deserving, such as Drew McIntyre. Miz suggested they work together, become Miz, Morrison, and McIntyre. The three amigos. Get it? Amigos? MVP came out and talked to Miz and Morrison, who were, you know, making their way to become a trio with Drew McIntyre. McIntyre recalled MVP telling him he didn't want or need his services. MVP said Lashley would be WWE champion. There's nothing Miz can do about it. And then he informed the Miz that his title match would begin at 9 o'clock Eastern. As MVP walked to the back, Miz told McIntyre Lashley is a menace. He tried to talk McIntyre the idea of the two of them at WrestleMania. Sheamus then came out. Said McIntyre doesn't care about anyone but himself. He brawled with Sheamus. They had to be separated, leading to the match. We'll talk about it in a moment.
I like this opening promo. It was good. You had Miz doing the cowardly heel tactics, which was nice. You had Lashley showing the aggressor. And then you had Drew having the really kind of appropriate reaction of like, for fuck's sake. Like, I had that night. Like, I had the chamber. It was done. It was finished. I won. I was victorious. I was moving on towards Sheamus because, you know, he's broken up with me for some reason that I don't understand, even though it was probably something as simple as Drew just didn't do the dishes for the 50th time, even though Sheamus told him to. But here we are. And so they're fighting. And then Miz just kind of slithers in there as Miz wants to do. And he's sort of replaced Edge in that sense as the ultimate opportunist.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of slid on in and took that title off of Drew with the help of Lashley. And now Lashley wants his comeuppance, right? Because Miz sold his soul to the devil. And he made a deal, and now he's got to pay up. And here we are. And so Miz is trying to do everything he can. And Drew's like, nope, not going to help. You have fun with that. And I think what made it worse was they had a countdown clock throughout the entire night for the title match. All three of them. It was like, the first time was enough. Do we have to do this all three? Okay. All right. Sure. Fine. I guess. But I like this. This was good. This went directly into the match with Sheamus.
Which was a hell of a match.
Yeah, this was really good. They just beat the shit out of each other.
Drew got the Claymore kick in before the Brogue kick hit. And Drew McIntyre won his match.
And there was a little sign of respect, not a lot, so they're possibly going to kiss and make up. We'll have to see. But, you know, maybe we'll Drew will go home and empty the sink as, you know, to make Sheamus happy or whatever. But yeah, they fought, so now they're probably going to get drunk together and then they'll kiss and make up. But yeah, this was a fantastic match. This was great. Honestly, wouldn't mind seeing it again.
So it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast. Bobby Lashley's in the ring with MVP waiting for the Miz, and the Miz is not coming out. Miz is hunched over backstage with Morrison checking on him, and then Pierce is there, and he's cramping up. His stomach is bothering him, and you can see Lashley seething in the ring. Miz told him he just needs more time. I need more time.
He needs a good BM.
Lashley stormed backstage, grabbed Miz by the neck. Lashley told Miz that they would have a match, or he will beat his ass for the title, and he would beat his ass for the title. Morrison was asking for a towel. Pierce told Miz that he would defend the title in 1 hour, even if he had to carry him to the ring himself.
So we reset the clock for 1 hour
until 10. So now it's 10 p.m. And Miz comes out. Miz said he's a professional and so is him. He wanted to talk business. Miz said Lashley waited 17 years to be a champion, but this isn't the stage. We should do it at WrestleMania. And MVP is like, no, we're doing it now. So we get to all the introductions. Bell rings. Miz bolts out of the ring, grabs his belt, runs away. So Lashley wins, but still champion is the Miz.
Lashley is seething.
He is very, very mad. So backstage, Shane said what Miz did isn't happening on Swatch. He said they would have a championship match tonight. MVP said it was bullshit. Shane said he would consider stripping Miz of the title and giving it to Lashley. He said he would consider it. Lashley said he would like it better if Shane found Miz so he could beat the piss out of him.
Lashley's very aggressive. Like, very... Dude, there's no need for you to be that aggressive. I mean, if it makes you happy, go off. But, like, chill a little bit. They're going to find him. It's fine.
And by the way, that's how you use cursing in wrestling. Not every 2 minutes on another television show.
Yeah, it had a nice little, you know, impact to it.
Backstage, Miz told Shane and Pierce he'd defend, though. He was counted out, but he was a legitimate championship match. Miz gave up and was like, all right, fine. And what if the match is no DQ? And Shane told him he would think about it and let him know. Miz said he needed to be needed as champion. Who's going to do the media calls and everything like that? He deserves to go to WrestleMania. Miz said he's been humiliated when he should have been protected. Miz asked Shane, what type of champion would Lashley be? Shane said he didn't know, but perhaps they would find out. Now the countdown continues.
Run it back, Reese. Put the time back on the clock.
It's about 10:50 here on the East Coast, and it's Miz versus Lashley for the WWE Championship. And Miz, before the introductions finished, he grabs his belt. Shane came out and said it's a lumberjack match.
And then you have everybody, including like Retribution and Braun, come to the ring, which is like, why do you have Retribution as lumberjacks? I understand you need bodies, but... Like, they're supposed to be your anti-establishment, anti-authority group. Why are they in a lumberjack match? I don't understand.
So, Miz is doing everything he can to get away from Lashley, but in the end, Lashley beats up Miz, puts him in the Hurt Lock, wins the WWE Championship, puts him in the Hurt Lock again, and celebrates to end Monday Night Raw.
A 19-year journey, I think, comes to an end, and Bobby Lashley finally secures the WWE Championship.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's an amazing story, especially since he left WWE. He built himself into something new, and now he's back, and it's been a long road for him. So very, very, very many congratulations to Bobby Lashley. He looked like a beast, no pun intended, and he looked incredibly strong coming out of this match, so we'll see how Drew makes the challenge to Bobby, or if Miz gets any kind of rematch at like Fastlane or anything. I don't think he will, or he'll want to, but he may try it. But yeah, I liked how they did this because it showed Miz doing his worst at his best. Again, trying to be that opportunist, trying to be that survivalist, trying to, you know, use his mouth and use as many loopholes as he can to get out of fighting Bobby Lashley. You know, the fact that he just basically grabbed his title at the second match and hauled ass out of there and got counted out. I think that was great. It's like, that's brilliant. Even if it's stupid to some people, that's what the Miz as a cowardly heel should do, is you grab your title and you run for the freaking hills. And Shane had to basically drag him back by his ears and go, nope, you're gonna defend the title. You're gonna do it. I don't care if that was a legitimate title defense. You didn't throw one punch. You just don't get to give up like that. So I like how they told that story throughout the night until Bobby Lashley finally got his hands on the Miz. We'll see if it's only a month. It may only be a month, but I promise you Drew and Bobby, they'll have a heck of a fight against each other, especially if Bobby continues to be this aggressive. It will not be an easy time for Drew McIntyre. Bobby may put Drew McIntyre down, or whoever challenges him at Fastlane or Mania. We don't know. Like, you could just have Bobby, like Drew, go for that moment in the sun in Raymond James Stadium, and Bobby Lashley just goes, nope, not today. Or you could have Drew win. I mean, even still, it puts Bobby in the title picture, which could, given a year ago when he re-debuted in the company and they put him in the title picture and then immediately squandered it and then they spent a year building him back up, I think is an incredible achievement. And they can keep him in the title picture and he can win the title again. Like, he's someone that he can give Drew McIntyre a fight and a run for his money every time they face. So we may see a back and forth with the title here throughout the year, just to keep it interesting, because I did my research because I got bored one day and pandemic, there's nothing else to do. So still, happy 1 year anniversary, everybody. Still. And I looked at the history of kind of the WWE Championship title reigns, especially in the modern era, and how they work. And there's very much an ebb and a flow to how the championships work, where we go through a period of long championship title reigns, which is what we've been in, and now we're going back into that period kind of it looks like shorter title reigns. So we could see the WWE title move back and forth throughout the year, as a way to keep it interesting. And honestly, you could bounce it between the likes of like Drew, Bobby, Braun, Randy, if he survives WrestleMania, and possibly even Bray Wyatt. You could bounce it between them and keep it moving and not just have it be static and do that for a while. And then eventually somebody's able to capture it and hold it.
We'll see.
But we'll see.
But that's our show.
Woo!
New champion crown tonight on Monday Night Raw. We'll talk other things Thursday on the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We will have a discussion. We don't know what it's going to be yet, but we will have a discussion. So tune in for that. There's also news notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, Midnight News, another edition of Super Radio. Check out our Celebration of Jobber episode from last Saturday. Available now at SuperRadioLab.com.
It's very good. Go check it out.
Yes. Sunday night, they'll be back because Tim wasn't feeling well last night. They'll be back this Sunday to do everything they were going to do last night. Fix Raw. This Sunday on WTR Sunday night. Speaking of Raw, the Raw post show live every Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. And you can click the purple rectangle button below the screen to help support the channel. You can also use creator code Rocket Soccer to Fortnite item shop. Hashtag Epic Partner.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNS Severity.
This has been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack and right back here for the Raw Post Show every single Monday night. Long airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.